It was a cold summer night on the Isle of Lewis in the highlands of Scotland. The stones of Callanish haunted the landscape like the ancient ones of legend. My heavy red velvet cape was keeping me toasty warm as we ushered in the full moon on this auspicious night we were here to ceremonialize. I was with my teacher, Daniel G. Mario, shamanic astrologer, and it was 1997. In that moment, I felt the priestess within me quicken and congeal. This part of me was longing to be reborn and to have her say in my life. I met author Nicole Christine, founding priestess of the Priestess Process, a few months before in Sedona. She signed my copy of her first book and agreed that if I could gather enough women in Atlanta, she would come to facilitate the 9-month Awakening the Priestess Within process. We met in my Smyrna, Georgia home, quickly named the Temple. In June of 1998, 11 women, including Lisa Michaels, emerged as priestesses, some self-proclaimed and some ordained. Stepping through every imaginable fear of ourselves and our power, we danced, journaled, and shared our life stories. We created awesomely beautiful ceremonies, held counsel when we needed to be serious, and played when we didn't. We laughed, we cried, and we bonded for a lifetime. And most of all, we found a deep, rich core in ourselves that is authentically our priestess selves, the one who knows and remembers how to bridge heaven and earth. We will never be the same, for each of us has recovered a piece of our soul and our sacred work in the world. And this is no small task at the turning of the ages, when there is so much available and so much confusion about what has authentic heart and meaning. One of the ways to understand the various aspects of the priestess archetype is to delve into our own cellular memory, to who we have been as powerful women throughout time, to travel into time to discover where and how this bigger archetype of the priestess resonates in our own being.